This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studio in Coldwater, Michigan. Tonight's lead stories are: the tech industry says they welcome corporate tax increases. Big tech crackdown coming, monopoly breaking, company busting, is it in our future? Amazon Prime subscribers growth is simply incredible. And the government wants to do a TikTok ban on federal employees' phones. More on that here in a few minutes, but I want to welcome you to episode 1521 of the Geek News Central podcast. For Thursday, April 15th, this show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. Of course, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all our brand new listeners. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the very first time. Make sure that you take just a few minutes. All you got to do is go over to GeekNewsCentral.com to get subscribed to the show. Right there in the right-hand column of the website, just click on your podcast app of choice, whether it be Google Podcasts, which, by the way, congratulations, they just went over 100 million app installs. Of course, there's Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, Amazon Music, subscribe on Android, iHeart, Stitcher, JioSaavn, Ghana, just everywhere that you can possibly think about, you can subscribe to this podcast. Of course, we want you to subscribe to our newsletter as well. The newsletter is on the website at geeknewscentral.com, so take just a minute to do that. That way you'll get the show notes delivered directly in your inbox immediately following the show. You can always join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server, our Discord channel as well. Our Discord server's up. And of course, if you want to be part of the cool kids and really hang out and have fun, send me an email to geeknews@gmail.com with comments about the show and or to join our Slack channel. And we do have a lot of fun over there. So all you got to do is email me and I'll send me your email address and I'll invite you. It's easy. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook as well. I'm on Twitter at Geek News. You see a pattern here for all the new subscribers. And of course, all our partner shows, and this is really important too. Our partner shows are so important. You can go over to geeknewscentral.com. Right on the header of the website, you'll see the new media show, see the Pro Gear Guru site, the Gadget Professor, Podcast Legends, GNC Week in Review. Of course, Kirk Corliss, he's got a new co-host now. So congratulations to that. I just go over there and check it out. Big show change over there with Kirk and his show. And congratulations to Kirk on his anniversary here of working with Geek News Central. So, and being the executive producer of this show. Okay, what else? Hey, this show, of course, has got the longest running continuous sponsor for a podcast since our good friends at GoDaddy. You can save big money by really going over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And when you're on that website, we want you to lock in savings immediately. Whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be $499.com or newer transferred domains for new customers only, or the best deal, the absolute best deal in the hosting space. I dare you, try to find a better deal. $1 a month economy hosting for the first year, $12 with a free domain name. Yes, you get a free domain name. That's an $8.49 value. And $1 a month economy of hosting. So you're really getting your hosting for $3.50. So $1 a month managed WordPress hosting again for the first year with a free domain. These are fantastic deals for you to be able to start your online presence, a blog, a business, something that's pandemic proof for the future. Get up and get online. And you know, you'd never, never, ever, ever build your castle on rented land. Always buy your own .com. Get your own website. Build your empire from that place. Don't go somewhere else. Yeah, you may have a store on Etsy, but your main place needs to be your .com. Build that, because what happens if when Etsy kicks you off? Not saying they're going to, but definitely go over there and get your own website and build your business and build a presence. You know, it's time. And I've got you the best deal in the space to do that. Of course, if you're a business owner already, you can try a free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. That's a 1 month, 30-day free trial. We want to thank GoDaddy and appreciate their longtime sponsorship here. And of course, want to welcome everyone to the show tonight. I see there's someone in the chat room. Hey, if you're watching on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Rick, I don't know about Odyssey. O-D-Y-S-E-E. Fill me in, my friend. So Rick's asking me that in the chat room. If you're on YouTube or if you're on Twitter, thanks for being here. If you're on Twitch as well, make sure you leave a comment. I don't get to see all the comments during the live show, but I definitely get to them as soon as I possibly can. So what in the world is going on here? Well, first of all, I've had to reach out to my friends at Audimute.com. Guess what? I have two kitties in here that are in trouble. And if someone that's got cats can explain to me how to make them scratch where they're supposed to scratch, except where they're not supposed to scratch, they've done a number on a couple of my sound conditioning panels, so I've got to order some replacements. So I got to cat-proof it first, so they can't stretch up and do this. But if you have cats, and I'm not declawing them, I think that's cruel. What do you do to get cats to stop scratching in places you don't want them to? Is there a spray or is there something? Someone here knows in this audience, so you guys will let me know. But yes, they are in trouble. They probably cost me a couple $100, but yep. You know, and you just once, hey, this sound conditioning material, they love it. It's the perfect material. I understand why they're scratching it. I bought them the cat scratchers for, you know, and they don't ever use those. I put catnip on it. They don't care. You know, they don't use those. Those things are worthless that you buy, but I got to find something. Or I'm going to have to put plastic up, which is not good either. But anyway, so week has been busy. I've knocked a whole bunch of like little things out. And Tuesday, finished a class I was going to, which is awesome. I got the office, some organization done. And really importantly is Rob Greenlee and I of the New Media Show decided to go back to one a week. And I talked Rob into doing just Wednesday. So the first time in 10 years, I get my entire Saturday back. And I really, I've been kind of struggling with it for a while. I need my Saturdays back. So that'll stop me from having to leave the loft at 10 a.m. and being in here and getting the studio set up and going live at noon and then being done at 1:30 and then finishing up, because it just takes four hours or just, you know, gone. So for now, we're going to be on Wednesday. I mean, Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern, it's perfect. And the Saturday show, we're going to retire it for a while. So I'm really, really excited about that change and not really watching my clock when I'm doing stuff. And we got a lot of stuff going on. It's warming up here. We've got stuff to do on the farm. We've got stuff to do at the house. There's, you know, and I've got obviously stuff coming up in May, having to make a run back to Hawaii and go to the graduation and all that stuff that's going on. So good timing really for all of that. But and yes, the Insider Show is coming. I promise you that. So I'm going to try to take time tomorrow and record the first episode. Keep my fingers crossed on that. But that's forthcoming for all of you that are insiders. And I do want to thank all the insiders for the ongoing support, whether they're contributing $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month or some one-time donations. You know, thank you for your ongoing support of the show. It makes a big difference. It makes a dent in paying the writers at geeknewscentral.com. Same with the sponsorship with GoDaddy. All that stuff really adds up and continues to allow me to do what I do best here. So I want to thank you all again for your support and being part of the Ohana, being part of the family here at Geek News Central. So anyway, again, if you're watching, make sure you say hello. Hello, everyone. Rick, Liz, Toby, I know we got more people watching the live stream. Don't be afraid to say hello. How are you? Okay, so let me get into the stack here. And I'll be honest with you, this first article really pisses me off in a big way. Tech industry group funded, now let's just hang on. Tech industry group funded by Amazon, Facebook, and Google says it supports a corporate tax hike. Chamber of Progress, a new tech industry group funded by those groups, is announcing its support for corporate tax increase like the one that the president proposed to fund his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan, of which there's only like $200 billion really for infrastructure. The rest of it is other stuff. But the move sets Chamber of Progress as a new center-left group apart from other business organizations, and this is being reported by CNBC. Now, let me talk to you what happened when we were able to have a tax decrease a few years ago. We were able to hire more, get bigger pay raises, all those things. I'm a small business owner still. Even though we got about 20 on the team, I'm still a relatively small business. And that 7% increase that they are proposing is amazingly bad for small business. Now, the problem here really boils down to many of these companies, Facebook, Google, Amazon, they have so much of their money being siphoned off and outside the United States, Apple too, you know, and there are places like tax havens like Ireland and places like that where they have their businesses registered and they don't pay a lot of corporate taxes. These companies don't pay that much because they've got lawyers, investment people. They all know how to get that money moved around in a way that they don't hardly pay anything in taxes. So it's easy for them to say, yeah, we'll take a 7% increase. If you're not paying, if you're paying zero, a 7% increase is still zero, right? And I'm not saying they're paying zero, but they're not paying that much. Now, Amazon might be paying a little bit more. Now, so, okay, now listen to this. Here it is. Last year, Amazon paid $162 million in federal income taxes. After 2 years of paying zero, it reported total revenue last year of $386 billion, but they only paid somebody inside watching the show here live, do the math on that. They had revenue of $386 billion, but they only paid $162 million in taxes. Do you really think? I know what my company paid in taxes, and I looked at, okay, look at my revenue. I know what my revenue is, and I know what I paid in taxes. I paid for an employee in taxes last year. That's what I paid. I paid for an entire employee's salary for a year in taxes. So they only paid $162 million on $386 billion. So, of course, they have no problem in going up 7%. They say, from my experience in the tech industry, this is a deal that most tech companies can live with. Automatic, DoorDash, GetAround, Grubhub, Instacart, Lime, Twitter, Uber, Waymo, Wing, and Zillow are also partners that support the 7% tax. Remember, the big companies in America got a tax holiday where they allowed to bring in billions of dollars and pay a much lower tax rate to repatriate that money. That was under the previous administration. Most people don't know that. So these companies brought back billions of dollars that they had stashed overseas. They had paid little or no tax on overseas. And I don't know what we'll do if they raise the taxes 7% at my company. I really don't. That's huge. That's like, that's, you know, that's 1/4 more higher taxes. If we go from 21 to 28, it's going to be a killer of jobs, is what it's going to be. So anyway, if these companies paid their fair share of taxes on the actual revenue that they earn, cool. If they pay, if Google and if Facebook and if Amazon paid 28% on their net revenue, net, not gross, their net revenue, fine. But they don't. They don't. So there's a bigger story to this, and some of you may disagree with me here on this, but as a business owner that watches every dime and penny that we spend and have to make hard decisions on company growth, a 7%, you think about that, a 7% increase is a couple of years worth of growth that they wipe out. So just my 2 cents worth here. And but what do you think? Geeknews@gmail.com. On the other hand, now, U.S. House Committee approves blueprint for big tech crackdown. The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee formally approved a report accusing big tech companies of buying or crushing smaller firms. You think? With approval during a marathon partisan hearing, the more than 400-page staff report will become an official committee report and the blueprint for legislation to rein in the market power of the likes of Alphabet, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. Many of you probably never remember the breakup of AT&T and everything that happened around that and the bells and all the things that blew up around that monopoly on phone lines. Copper lines and long distance, that's just a check mark in history. But this monopoly moment must end, said one of the representatives. The first bill has already been due. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers led by Sicilian Senator Amy Klobuchar introduced legislation in March aimed at making it easier for news organizations to negotiate collectively with platforms like Google and Facebook. They also want to strengthen antitrust enforcers' ability to stop mergers by lowering the bar for stopping deals and giving them more money for legal fights. We already know that the conservatives have criticized big tech companies for allegedly censoring conservative speech. Well, I'm telling you, they censor more than conservative speech. Extreme right, extreme left, and certain subgroups, they censor. I see it every day. In the podcasting space, we hear about it. So we'll see what happens here if monopoly hammers are coming to break up these monopolies. Do you feel that Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook have gotten too power? Personally, my biggest issue is with really probably two companies, Facebook and Google. Look at what Apple has done over the years. They've innovated. They built a company. The only issue with Apple, in my mind, potentially, is their App Store policy. Amazon, you know, we go back to the beginning of the show. They were selling books. And then they moved into merchandise. And they moved into Amazon Web Services. And, you know, Amazon themselves have largely built on their own. Now, they've crushed small business in America. Let's not. But is that small business's fault that Amazon came in and figured out a better way? Now, Facebook, on the other hand, and Google controls almost every ad you see. And then what Google doesn't cover, Facebook has the other amount. So 80-85% of the ads that you see, and my advertising budget that I spend online to advertise to get new leads and get new customers, I spend 100% of my ad budget with Google and with Facebook. 100%. Thousands of dollars of my ad budget goes to both of those entities every month because there's no one else. to advertise with. They can effectively meet anybody, reach anybody. So what do you say to all this? Andrew in the chat room says, oh, hey, Todd, it was just 1919 on your clock. That was cool. when it's 21-21-21, that's the cool one, right? Andrew, it was, he said, Apple shouldn't impose its morals on its users. Well, I don't want to get into that. I think you either like their products or not, but I don't pay attention too much to that. But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. What do you guys say? Apple and Amazon, should they be broke up too? Should their monopolies be broke up? Now, listen to this point. Amazon Prime now has 200 million subscribers. Okay. How many did they have at the beginning of 2020? They had 150 million at the beginning of 2020. And here it is, April of 2021, and they have 200 million, 200 million subscribers that pay $99 a month. The net profit for Amazon in 2020 was $21.3 billion. So if their net profit was $21.3 billion, shouldn't we take $21.3 billion and multiply that by 28%? What does that leave them with? $14 billion, and $6 to $7 billion goes to Uncle Sugar. That number gets real. That's a different number than 163 million. But that 21.3 billion is worldwide. And Amazon operates in 13 countries as far as warehousing, and they have music business in 30 countries. So not all that profit is in the United States. So a portion of it was, and they can do whatever they can with the numbers to lower their tax input. And, you know, if you're a business owner, that's what you do, right? And do you blame them for that? No. But again, they're cool with raising taxes from 21 to 28% for corporate. They did say, or Bezos did say, we need to do better for our people. With a $21 billion profit, yeah, you should. But he doesn't answer. They answer to the stockholders. Of course, Bezos will step down as Amazon CEO later this year, though he will remain in the executive chairman role of the Amazon board. These are big numbers. Amazon won big last year because of the pandemic. Well, hundreds and tens of thousands of small businesses shuttered. I just look at this. If I drive literally 300 feet from where this office is, there's only in the strip mall that's to the left of me, there's only one, maybe five of, there's a Gander all the way at the end and a big lot on this end. So they got a big lot, which is kind of like a, I don't know how to describe it. They've got all kinds of stuff. They got furniture, food. They've got knickknacks. It's kind of like a Target / Kmart type of thing. But everything in between is just two or three shops, and there's probably 25 empty. Now, when I first moved into this studio in May of 2019, there was at least three quarters of those businesses were folded. And every week I would come in during the pandemic, and I'd see a moving truck loading up whatever was left of someone's dream, flushed down the toilet because they were forced to shut down for months on end. So this is just one little area. So how has it been across the entire United States? Of course, they had a big year because we couldn't go anywhere else. So I've talked about this a lot on the show already, but you know, pisses me off when someone say, let's raise the taxes 7%. And not only that, on personal taxes too, I know that people in New York, sorry, I heard what you guys got hit with this week. Woo! Lawmakers again are pushing to ban TikTok on federal devices. No TikTok on Government Devices Act was originally introduced in March of 2020. So on Thursday, the group led by Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, Republican introduced a legislation called the No TikTok on Government Device. My suspicion is it won't get any support, and I'm sure it'll get flushed down the drain. You know, when I worked for the federal government, I did not have a phone provided to me. I never had one. There was very, I don't know who, you know, when I, there wasn't that many. There wasn't that many people that actually had government paid for phones. Sometimes we would get phones for like pay-as-you-go phones that they would use overseas, but, you know, it was short-lived and very small amount of money, and it was used nothing but to call home and say, hey, I got a problem. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens here. Hey, they control what's on our computer. They controlled what was on our computers. So, you know, what's the difference? You have a phone. It's basically paid for by Uncle Sugar. They should be able to say what's on there and what's not. I'm sure a lot of places do that policy already. Ookla confirms, O-O-K-L-A, confirms that T-Mobile is the fastest carrier for 5G with the best coverage. Now, who are they? Well, they do speed test. T-Mobile is the greatest consistency score of 84.8% of results showing at least 5 megs down. T-Mobile 5G now covers 287 million people and 125 million have ultra-capacity 5G. So I've got listeners of the show that's getting 80 megs down on T-Mobile. So good job on T-Mobile. I wish they'd put some of that speed into use over here. Come on, baby. Let's see it. Chrome 90, yes, version 90, launches with custom window titles, powered up PDFs, and more. It's here for Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. And so what are they doing? Google's now letting you share more precise information on a web page with its new link to highlight feature. You can now share a URL with highlighted text to anyone who's using Chrome, allowing them to see the precise part of the web page you want to see. Enhanced PDF support, Google now supports document properties, two-page view, and an updated top toolbar, which puts the most important PDF action, zoom, jump to, page, save, print, and more on a view. I really drives me crazy when I'm trying to preview a PDF file sometimes, and Adobe says, that's mine. Custom window titles, you can now give a Chrome window a dedicated name as part of a Google continued drive to make tabs and browser windows more discoverable. So we'll see what happens here. So I know many of you are Chrome users, so prepare to be assimilated. Lyft. Oh, so let me read what Rick says. Amazon losses on their internet retail sales were on paper. They were all making huge profits on S3 and their other web services. And yes, Andrew, I remember when Amazon regularly made losses. That's true. So Rick, you know, I send a I don't just send a check no more. We do a bank transfer to Amazon at Blueberry. We have to pay our bill. It's when the credit card can't do it. When the credit card limit on the corporate card is not big enough to pay Amazon every month, you know you have arrived. Lyft launches healthcare transportation program. So, of course, there's no Lyft in my town. Lyft is your thumb or you walk. Lyft passes for healthcare will let patients schedule rides. So they've launched a program that will let healthcare organizations send patients prepaid passes that they can use for rides to doctor's appointments. Where available. We've automated an important piece of health access that allows patients to be self-sufficient and in control while allowing our partners to focus on the services they provide rather than on administrative processes. The program is called Lyft Passes for Healthcare. How about Lyft Passes for Drinking Beer? If I could have a Uber or Lyft ride home from the bar, that to me would be great. But in this small town, no such thing. They're still getting their quota on DUIs in my little town. If you live in a big town, there's no reason to get a DUI anymore, right? You can get a Lyft, you can get an Uber. It's fantastic. It's much cheaper. You can go out and drink to your heart's content, long as you don't puke in your Lyft or Uber drives vehicle. You can hoop it up and just request a ride. Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. You know, that $20 Lyft ride will save you $10,000 and 3 years of insurance issues or whatever they impact you now for DUIs. I don't even know. But good for those that have this available. This, and if you're in an area where maybe you're, you know, maybe you're older and don't want to drive no more, and maybe you have limited income, this is very, very, very good. Non-emergency medical transportation is estimated to be $3 billion market. And transportation is a major barrier to healthcare. And I remember when my grandparents got old, my grandfather still drove into town in his 90s. They did have a service here in this county to be able to, if he needed a ride, but he was too proud to take it. I would have just absolutely almost died for Lyft or Uber to be able to pick them up and take them to where they needed to go medically, or take them shopping and then be able to have a scheduled pickup and all that stuff. Just for their safety. Of course, Uber has a similar medical transportation program as well. The United States has instituted a new Russian sanction. Didn't hear about this in the news. Of course, I don't watch the news anymore. In response to the SolarWinds hack. A White House order issued Thursday directs U.S. government to expel 10 diplomats and place a range of new sanctions on Russia, individuals, and assets in response to the SolarWinds hack. The order also places significant new restrictions on Russia's sovereign debt, which will make it more difficult for the country's government to raise money and support its currency. Treasury will target Russian leaders, officials, intelligence services, and their proxies attempt to interfere in U.S. electoral process, said Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. This is the start of a new U.S. campaign against Russia. So I think, you know, what's his name over there? Putin. He wanted to do a public debate with the president. Of course, that didn't happen after the president called Putin a murderer, which probably is. Social audio startup Stationhead looks beyond music as it hits 100,000 monthly active users. I'm really not familiar with Stationhead, but it seems to be a pretty cool site. They have artists and streamers that come on and basically basically a digital radio station is all it is. COO Murray Levison told me that the pandemic has brought more artists to the platform as they look for new ways to reach their fans. Cardi B joined the fan show Bar D Gang Radio last month, prompting 132,000 paid streams of her new single on Apple Music and Spotify during the broadcast. Stationhead integrates with both music streaming services, so when a DJ cues up a song, it's actually playing through your account, I guess, on those services. Huh. So Stationhead. So definitely check it out, stationhead.com. This, how did we miss this? Listen to this. Striking charter workers, I said, there's striking charter workers, have built an ISP where profits are returned to the users. And I'm like, they're striking and they built an ISP? Well, charter communication employees have been on strike since 2017. I didn't know this, in New York, are building an internet service provider called People's Choice. People's Choice Communications, an employee-owned social enterprise launched by members of IBEW Local Number 3 to bridge the digital divide and help our neighbors get connected to the internet. We are workers who build a large part of the New York City's internet infrastructure in the first place. We built our Charter Spectrum's cable system until in 2017, the company pushed us out on strike by taking away our health care, retirement, and other benefits. It's now the longest strike in the United States history. So these guys started to get busy and they built a new company. Good for them. The system is equipped to offer a minimum of 20 megs down, 3 megs up, meeting a broadband standard that has been used by the FCC. We have a big portion and most of the Bronx covered with our antennas, IBEW Local Number 3 Steward Troy Walcott told Gizmodo. Now we have to go building by building, let people know we're out here, and start turning them on. A few dozen spectrum strikers have been actively involved in the installations, but Walcott expects that at least 100 workers are waiting in the wings for the project to scale up. And they're trying to fill the broadband gap and go around the company that actually they're striking against. I think this is pretty interesting. 1,800 charter workers began their strike in March of 2017. Of course, Charter hired hundreds of replacement workers, and they've tried to decertify the union. And this has been going on with the National Labor Relations Board. So, wow. Something you just didn't, I just didn't know. All right, Apple has a big event coming. It's called the Apple Spring Loaded Event. The event kicks off at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on 4/20 on April 20th. For some of you, it's 4/20. Yep, smoke it up. Spring has sprung up with its first Apple event of the year. The company successfully brought custom ARM chips to Macs, we know, last year. So we'll see what happens on this next product rollout, announcement, upgrades. And we'll see how much more integration they've done with the M1 into their platform. Reuters. And matter of fact, this is funny because I've got a Reuters article up today. Reuters has finally decided to charge you for its online news stories with a paywall. Now, listen to this. How much do you think this is going to cost? $9.99? $5.99? $3.99? $24.99? $29.99? How about $34.99 per month? $34.99 a month to get access to Reuters. You have got to be kidding me. Reuters.com draws 41 million unique visitors monthly. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. It's not charged for access like other news sites, but it will let users read 5 stories a month for free. And plans to charge $34.99 a month for a subscription. Now, the New York Times, which I would not pay for either, is $18.42 a month. The Wall Street Journal, on the other hand, I might pay $38.99 a month if I was like a big investor or something. Bloomberg.com is $34.99 a month. Are you kidding me? $34.99. I think that's an extraordinary amount of money. 41 million unique. That number's headed for the basement, my friends. And I think I've got one Reuters article that Kirk found tonight in the system, but I can't justify $34.99. for talking and linking back to them 2 or 3 articles a month. It's insane. Absolutely insane. How many of you pay for the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times? How many of you pay that much money? You can get all this online. You get everything digital now. Why would you pay for these online services? Do you get that value out of that? $34.99. But I was kind of shocked when I read Bloomberg is $34.99. Wall Street Journal, I kind of get that. $38.99. New York Times, it's not worth the price of the paper it's printed on. Or the digital storage space it takes up, in my humble opinion. It's crazy. Can you imagine? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, effective next week, Geek News Central and the Geek News Central podcast is going to be $5.99 a month. Everyone's got to pay. Don't pay. No podcast, no news. You guys would bail on me and pound my head into the sand. You'd say, Todd, you're absolutely insane. I think you guys would do it if I said $1.99. I really do. I understand the cost. You guys do understand I do pay my writers very well. I'm very generous in what I pay for articles. At least I feel I do. And I have a limited budget every month. When we burn that money up, there's no more articles. You'll see sometimes we get to the 20th or 21st of the month and we're out of money to write new articles on the website by the paid writers because it's a budget thing. So when I do a sponsorship spot and when I do an insider spot and I ask you guys to support the sponsor, there's a reason for that because this all takes money to run and we're small. So I understand wanting, but I've made do and made this work on a voluntary basis in support of the sponsors all these years. Someday, maybe I'll have to say, hey, but so far we've been able to make it work on a free model, value for value, where you guys contribute to the show. I hope I'm worth $2 a month to most of you. And at the same time, the GoDaddy sponsorship takes care of a lot of the stuff here. If the GoDaddy sponsorship ends, I will be leaving this studio very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. And my sister will be looking for a new tenant for this place. So really, that's, you know, come on. That's just the way it is. All right, moving on here. Comcast Xfinity Mobile Unlimited 5G plan start at $30 per month. That's one of the cheapest 5G unlimited rates with several caveats. So the new plan starts for $30 per line for four lines and go up to $100 for three lines, $80 for two lines. And what? I mean, the new plan start at $30 per line, but you have to have four lines. And it goes up to $100 for three lines, $80 for two, and $45 for a single. As with the company's rival U.S. Carriers Unlimited, doesn't mean what you think it means. Speeds are reduced after 20 gigs of usage per line, and you can use about 40 gigs a month on a mobile phone these days with just average usage. The company offers both unlimited and by the five and by the gig. Starting at $15 per month for 1 gig. Well, that's stupid to do that. You will get the Peacock premium subscription if you sign up for the monthly. So a link will be up in the show notes. I had someone I know here recently that had an Xfinity mobile plan and they hated it so much that they smashed their phone and went and switched carriers. Facebook to test new business discovery feature in U.S. news feed. So Facebook is in trouble because the cookie crunch is coming. And the Apple iOS 14.5 update is coming. So Facebook announced this morning we'll be testing a new experience for discovering businesses in its news feed. When live, users tap on topics they're interested in underneath posts and ads in their news feed in order to explore related content from businesses. So let me read this again. A new experience for discovering businesses in its newsfeed. I wonder how much that's going to cost me. When live, users tap on topics they're interested in underneath posts and ads in their newsfeed in order to explore related content from businesses. This change comes at a time when Facebook has been arguing how Apple's app tracking transparency update will impact small business customers. A claim may have been dismissed as misleading, but nevertheless led to some mom-and-pop shops express concerns about the impacts their ad targeting capabilities. The ad targeting capabilities? Let me tell you something about this. I will set up a campaign and say the United States, Canada, Brazil. France, UK, are my seven top markets. I'll include those countries. I'll limit the exposure of those ads to those countries. Yet, I will get literally hundreds and thousands of likes from India, from Pakistan. There's no way those are real. I'll get inquiries all the time that you can tell it was generated by a bot. The bot will say, can you tell me what you sell? We talked about it in the ad we placed. And they never get responses. If we respond to those inquiries, they never turn into new business. We do get a certain amount of traffic from those countries, but I always get all this spam, clicks, links, and everything. I've talked to Facebook about it a dozen times. They say, oh, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Yeah, whatever. Anyone that runs Facebook ads knows exactly what I'm talking about. So I pay for a lot of junk. Andrew, mind you, at some point, we have to support journalists to dig into corruption, et cetera. I agree. Because some of the stuff you're seeing online is actually the corruption itself, the origination of the corruption. Walmart investing Cruise, the GM-backed autonomous car startup. So Walmart is getting into self-driving car business. Why not? So the investment brings the size of Cruise's latest funding round to $2.75 billion. The $2 billion Cruise announced in January, up to three quarters of $1 billion was the investment. So interesting move on Walmart's part. Acclaimed Apple analyst Ming-Chu Koo has come up with a sweeping report on Apple's movement in the next few years. Starting with next year's iPhone 14 lineup, it will consist of two 6.1-inch iPhones and two 6.7-inch phones. That means that Apple stopped making the 5.4-inch iPhone mini starting from next year. There will still be an iPhone 13 mini in 2021, but it's expected to be made in lower quantities. Apple needed to reduce iPhone 12 mini manufacturing orders to do lower than expected interest. The iPhone lineup in 22 will feature two iPhones with 6.1 and 6.7 displays. The iPhone Pros are expected to gain a 48-megapixel main camera, which can output 12-megapixel images with a resulting 2.5-pixel pitch. Currently, the iPhone 12's main camera outputs 12-megapixel pictures with a 1.7 pitch. He predicts iPhone 13 will retain the same resolution. The 22 iPhone 14 line is expected to break ground on 8K video capture. The rumored move to a periscope zoom camera will happen in 2023. And will likely only happen on iPhone Pro models. Apple is expected to reduce the Face ID notch size this year by around 10%. And of course, potentially an Apple VR headset that can have up to 15 cameras both on the outside and inside. So Apple's VR headsets will likely come next year. And this guy nails it every time. He's got the inside scoop of what's going on in China. So there you go. Oracle pumps $1.2 billion into Nashville. Boy, there's a lot of money going into Nashville. Lots of movement. That's a city really to watch. If you live in Nashville, hang on for the ride. Apple Fitness Plus is adding workouts for women that are pregnant and seniors. Of course, women are pregnant. Is adding workout for pregnant women and seniors. Gee whiz. You'll also find new sessions for beginners. So Fitness Plus does an admirable job in making fun workouts accessible to those just starting on their fitness journey. Never checked one out. I probably should. IFA, that's the big consumer electronics an unlimited show. IFA is planning a full-scale return with an in-person event in September. Invite only. So the IFA is planning a full-scale return. And so we'll see what happens with this. IFA and its partners seem confident COVID-19 vaccination programs will be effective enough to run this year's event. Organist says over 80% of exhibitor slots have already been reserved. We're going to conventions starting in July. So knock on wood that people aren't being... I'm going to be on the road this summer. Google's new time place feature shows impact of climate change over decades. So this is interesting. Google on Thursday unveiled a new feature for its Google Earth service, which shows people 3D models of the planet using satellite images. Now users will be able to see how landscapes and geography anywhere in the world have changed over decades. The new feature is called Time Lapse. It's the biggest change to the product in 5 years. With the tool, people can see the effects of both natural and man-made phenomena like sands of Cape Cod slowly shifting south or the expansion of Las Vegas over the deserts of Nevada. How about putting a picture out? How about a house? Can I see time-lapse of properties? Can I zoom in on the compound and actually see changes in the compound with time-lapse? Very interesting. It'll be fun to play with this. Twitch, boy, how come it took them so long? Twitch is purging 7.5 million bots, inflated viewer and follower counts. Now listen to this. Twitter has done this in the past. Multiple streamers saw steep drops, with Twitch's fifth most popular streamer, XKC, losing 2.2 million overall. You don't think he didn't pay for those? Dropping from around 8.1 million to 5.9 million. Chance Soda Pop and Morris saw an even steeper decline, losing 2.8 million followers, about 45% of his total count. Other top streamers saw far less drops or even gains over the last week. And they may take legal action against previously viewer bot sellers. What about the people buying the views? These guys that lost a couple million each, you don't think that they weren't paying for those? I would suspect they are, in my opinion. DJI unveils the Air 2S drone with a 20-megapixel camera. The updated midsize drone has superior photo and video chops. Didn't get a great review. It appears the Air 2 is like the previous model with a just very, very, very light facelift. The camera offers a large 1-inch sensor that shoots up to 20 megapixel photos of a 5.4K video at 30 frames or 4K at 60 frames and 100 megabits per second, all of which is a solid upgrade from the last time around where photos were still 12 megapixels and video topped at 4K 60. Other camera perks include a 4K digital zoom, doubling the amount of the Mavic Air 2 4K 30 frames. There's also option for 6K zoom and 2.7K at 1080p at 60 frames. So it's expensive. Goes on sale today for $999. More interesting is the new Master Shot feature, which seems to have been teased as an April Fool's joke, but one appears to have been a creative tease in plain sight. Master Shot seems to combine pre-programmed flight paths with intelligent automatic editing. A sort of fire and forget mode to create automatic edits from whatever path you tell it. All right, cool. So not doing too much drone stuff lately. You guys don't want to see just farm side. LG's rollable LED TV is available in the United States if you can afford one. If you have to ask, you probably can't afford it. And just how much was it? $89,000 was the OLED TV. The rollable. I don't want to roll that thing anywhere. $89,000? I'm sorry. If you spend $89,000 on a television set, you need to be smacked in the head. Here's how the FBI managed to get into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone. Oh, remember this? Remember this 2015 shooting? Well, the truth has come out. The FBI partnered with an Australian security firm called Azimuth Security to gain access to the iPhone linked to the 2015 shooting. A new report from the Washington Post reveals before now, the methods the FBI used to get into the iPhone were kept a secret. It was only clear that Apple wasn't involved, but as the company had refused to build a back door, kicking off a legal battle only ended after the FBI successfully hacked the phone. And so basically it was done through the Lightning port. If you want to read the full disclosure. But here's the interesting thing. The FBI spent all that money and reportedly didn't get any useful information from the phone. The Bureau never got to set a legal precedent about whether the government could compel companies to compromise the security of their devices. In 2017, a judge ruled that the FBI didn't have to reveal how it had gotten into the iPhone or who had helped it due to the concern that the mystery firm would face cybersecurity attacks as a backlash for helping the FBI if its identity was made public. And these are one of those damned if you don't type of situations that Apple and others have gotten into. Samsung is teasing its most powerful Galaxy yet for April Unpacked event. So when are they going to make this announcement? April 28th is the big Samsung reveal of their new products and services. Intel, now check this out. These are some articles I found that Kirk didn't pick up on. Intel, NVIDIA, TSMC execs agree chip shortage could last into 2023. Wow. The nasty estimate comes from Intel's CEO, Pat Gleisinger. Of course, he said, hey, we'll make chips, who offered that vague time frame to the Washington Post interview on Tuesday. He clarified this was an estimate for how long it would take the company to build to capacity, potentially address supply shortages. The conversation came as Intel offered to step up for two supply chains, particularly pinched by silicon drought, medical supplies, and in-car computer systems. TSMC CEO CC Wei offered a similar dire estimate, saying that the Taiwan-based company hoped to offer more capacity for meeting retail manufacturing demands in 2023. Graphics card and SoC producer NVIDIA joined the grim estimate this week, though NVIDIA has a more optimistic belief that it will emerge with sufficient supply to support sequential growth beyond fiscal Q1 2022. So chips are going to be on demand. Maybe we'll get some chip manufacturing going on here in the United States. The rare New York Times article here, Mark Zuckerberg is urged to scrap plans for an Instagram for children, and I'm on board with that as well. An international coalition of 35 children's and consumer groups called on Instagram on Thursday to scrap its plans to develop a version of popular photo sharing app for users under 13. Instagram is pushing for a separate children's app after years of complaints from legislatures and parents. The platform has been slow to identify underage users and protect them from sexual predators and bullying. You, as a parent, need to know what the heck is going on your kid's phone. I agree. There should be no Instagram for anyone under 13. Europe eyes strict rules for artificial intelligence. Non-compliant companies could face a fine up to 20 million euros. Or 4% of turnover. No HAL 9000 or Ultrons on this continent. Thank you very much. The EU wants to avoid the worst of what artificial intelligence can do. Think creepy facial recognition tech and many Black Mirror episodes while still trying to boost its potential for economy in general. Isn't the UK, which is just part of the, came out of the European Union, we just left, weren't they the biggest surveillance state of cameras using AI to detect faces? They want checks and balances. Social sharing systems such as those launched in China that track the trustworthiness of people and businesses are classified as contravening the union values and are going to be banned. Good. We'll see if retailers follow that. The exception is likely designed to appease countries like France, which is keen to integrate AI into its security apparatus, but is opposed by privacy hawks and digital rights activists who have lobbied hard for those uses to be banned outright. So lots of tensions here. I'm all for not letting AI do many things. Oh, hey, Jack, listen to this. Autonomous aviation startup X-Wing hits $400 million valuation after its latest funding round. X-Wing scored another win after it's completed its first gate-to-gate autonomous demonstration flight of a commercial cargo aircraft. X-Wing has been delving technology stack to convert aircraft, including a widely used Cessna Grand Caravan 28B, to function autonomously, but it's had to solve a few problems. Perception, number one. The company's performed 200 missions with its auto flight system. For all these flights, there's been a safety pilot on board. Here's the problem. When I flew for 20 years as an air crewman in the United States Navy, 99% of the time, you took off, climb to altitude, you avoid a little weather, and you did your mission, you came home, you landed, you post-flight the aircraft. But the 1% of the time when shit went sideways, I'm very happy there was an experienced pilot with years and thousands of hours in the seat to handle that situation. Because when it goes sideways in aviation, it goes sideways in a hurry. And airplanes do crazy things that I don't want to be in an aircraft that's flying without a human. Yeah, humans can make errors. It happens. And usually the most dangerous time is during takeoff or landing, and oftentimes it's out of the pilot's control. Bird strikes, wind vortex, all kinds of crazy things that can literally get you upside down. So when a company's done 200 missions, that gives me no confidence. For me, 200 missions, that was a year's worth of flying for me. 200 missions, when they get 50,000 missions or 100,000 missions, autonomous vehicles are going to be dangerous enough, but you think, you know, obviously if something goes sideways, the only people that are going to suffer are those that are on the ground in the path of the descending aircraft. I just got bad feelings about this. Now, there's been a few times I want to smack a pilot or two, you know, for doing dumb stuff. But they suffer the consequences of their stupidity, usually with the commanding officer, at least in the Navy they did. So, on a more lighter note, as we get ready to wrap up the show here, we went long today. Can Clubhouse keep the party going? Fake laughs, imposters, and scams behind the invite-only audio app's most obsessive users. Oh, yeah. Lots of people saying they're millionaires or not. But they got an evaluation of $4 billion. I get Clubhouse notifications day and night. I go into groups and I pull my hair out. So I guess we'll see where this leads. Clubhouse has got some issues going on, and they need to fix them in a hurry, and not to mention they need an Android app. All right, we're going to bring this party to a close, but I do think, let me look in the comments here, what I have. Oh, so Sam said, I opened the Apple Podcast app and subscribed. Here's the episode. Remember that Apple does not, just so you guys know, not every podcast app supports album art. Apple doesn't even support album art. That's the thing that's kind of funny. It supports show art. Google supports album art, and certain apps support album art, but not all do. The majority don't. There's only a handful that support album art. So just be aware of that. And I don't put album art in ID3 tags no more. That's a practice that's largely not used anymore in podcasting. So that's part of the reasoning. And Sam, again, Apple doesn't use episode art at all. And but if you look on Google, you go to Google Podcasts, you can see all the episode art in the episodes. Google actually uses it where Apple doesn't, which is kind of crazy. But that's the thing that you have to understand. So again, I don't write any ID3 tags anymore. So anyway, thanks for Sam for replying, and thanks everyone else for watching the show. All right, everyone, going to get out of here, and geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. We definitely want you to stay abreast of what's going on with the show, and get subscribed to the newsletter when you are not able to listen. That way you at least get the show notes. Definitely consider becoming an insider, and of course, we want to thank all of you that support our sponsor as well. All right, I'm going to bounce. We'll see you back here on Monday. It's going to be cold iron for the studio for a few days, which is kind of interesting. Be fun. Good for me. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.